The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
On our guest line, as we always do on Mondays, we check in with Drew McKissick, chairman of the South Carolina Republican Party. How are you?
I'm doing well. Good Monday morning to you, sir.
Yes, it's time to start another week. You know, long weekends like Thanksgiving, always it's hard for me to kind of get started again for a full week. But I guess we have to do it, don't we, Mr. Chairman?
We got to catch back up with the inbox. You know, the world doesn't stop just because you get a couple of days off, right?
That's right. That is for sure. Yeah. All right. So I got to ask you, I was a bit surprised when I read the latest Hill-Harris poll about who the Democrats will choose if, in fact, Joe Biden decides not to run. Now, never in my wildest dreams would I have thought that Kamala Harris would have been at the top of that list.
And I quite frankly doubt it very sincerely. You know, you've read, obviously, and seen the news and all the inside, whispering and jockeying and maneuvering they've got going on, even within the White House amongst staffers, between there and the vice president staffers and so forth, and activists around the country about, you know, just being twisted up on this question of what in the world are they going to do if Joe doesn't run again, or, you know, Joe can't run again. And, you know, Kamala has worse approval ratings than Joe Biden, if that is actually possible, but it is true. She does, to the tune of, I think, another 10 or 12 points worse approval ratings. And on top of that, she is not a good politician. I mean, there's evidence by the fact that, you know, she didn't even make it to the first round of caucuses or primaries. She dropped out before it all got started last time. She couldn't put together a national organization, couldn't keep the people together that she had. She's not a good messenger, and they're stuck with her, you know, and for just no other reason than identity politics, you know, quite frankly. You know, she's a black female, so what are they going to do? They can't, you know, dump her once they get to the starting line. So what they're trying to do now is behind the scenes dump her before they get to the starting line and hope that nobody will notice. You know, can we possibly find somebody else who we can push to the fore? And the latest name, you know, obviously the one you keep hearing is, you know, Pete Buttigieg, which, you know, again, identity politics, you know, he's, you know, a gay male. Okay, well, they're going to, what, dump a black female for a gay white man? Well, that's going to be a problem. So who else can we get? You know, so they're looking all around the country trying to find some way to get over this problem.
Yeah. Well, let me ask you something here, though. Is it just my imagination, but can you remember a time that this far out we have been so concerned and speculating on who the candidate's going to be? I mean, we got 2022 just around the corner that we got to be focusing on. Do you ever recall a time when we have been wondering who our presidential candidates are going to be this far in advance?
You know, and not to this degree. I mean, the media always drives this kind of speculation, especially when they have slow news days, obviously. But, you know, on the Democrat side, especially because of what we just discussed, I mean, they know that she is a terrible candidate, that she would, I mean, if she were to be the nominee, it would just almost cement the likelihood that Republicans would take the White House back. And they are desperately afraid of that. And so behind the scenes, you have this jockeying going on, and, you know, the rumor mill gets cranked up, and then, you know, those rumors spill out in the press stories, and so it generates more of what you're just talking about.
Yeah, yeah. All right, so another question for you, and on our guest line, Drew McKissick, chairman of the South Carolina Republican Party, in the Post and Courier this weekend, talking about speculation on the GOP side. If Donald Trump decides to run in 2024, a lot of talk about Senator Tim Scott being his running mate. What do you think about that?
You know, I think Tim Scott is an incredibly good messenger for conservative principles. You know, he has a way of talking about things that makes it more understandable to people how relevant our conservative principles are to their daily lives. And, you know, he did a great job there with the response to the State of the Union earlier this year. And we're going to see that on display in his coming reelection campaign. which, by the way, he will feature, I know, to a great degree, the issue of education, school choice, and being, you know, how that impacts the lives of, you know, young folks all around the country, regardless of what race they are.
Right.
And it's that those communication skills are what is bringing his name to the fore.
Yeah. Yeah. And you mentioned education, of course, that is has become just a huge issue. With parents wanting to be heard, with local school boards and parents looking for other alternatives, you know, we need that female voter to come back to the GOP side, and some maybe Tim Scott could bring that back over.
Well, we saw a lot of them moving back our way in Virginia just several weeks ago, and in New Jersey, and driven by that education issue.
Yep,
absolutely.
Yep, exactly. So. Mr. Chairman, always good to talk with you. Hope you have a wonderful week, and we'll talk again next Monday.
Yes, sir. Take care. Thank you.
All right.
3-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never before seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.